So today here on AM Quincy, we're learning all about the Quincy Restaurant Week put on by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. It's coming up this year, September 14th through the 24th. Sharon Driscoll from the Chamber is here. We also welcome John McNeil from the Fowler House, Cagney's, and Poor Yard. So welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming on the show today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Sharon, great to see you again.
Thank you. Yeah, great to see you also.
Sure, and John, nice to meet you for the first time.
Same.
Same. But, you know, only 80 years of history here in the city, so I'm sure a lot of folks are recognize the names and yourself as well. But Sharon, can we start with you?
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about Restaurant Week. We're calling it a week, but it's really almost 2 weeks.
It is 2 weeks, yeah. So we, as you, to your point, we started on the 14th, and we decided we would run it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to avoid bumping into the regular business of a weekend.
I see.
So that then we wanted to do it longer than 4 days, so we opted for the 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those 2 weeks will both run on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, I see.
And the following week the same.
Same thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And we established it because of trying to bring awareness to the amazing restaurants we have in Quincy. We're very blessed here in Quincy. We've got so many restaurants, very diverse. And there was, I seen an opportunity to try and see that, let the public see what everyone else sees, get the restaurants visited more, let them find new restaurants, and realize that you can just stay in Quincy, that you don't need to go much further if you're looking for fine dining, any kind of Asian food, a good local bar. With bar food, there's lots of opportunity here in Quincy.
Yeah, it really has become like a foodie destination. I mean, it's been recognized nationally. The city's been recognized nationally out with some of the restaurants, right? Getting noticed.
Absolutely.
On, like, the Food Network and, you know, other publications like that too. So
yeah,
folks are taking notice for sure. You have a special personal connection to the restaurant industry, being in it yourself in the past, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we owned a restaurant in Quincy, and we owned one in Mission Hill.
Mm.
And shortly after I moved out of that, I went to work for the Massachusetts Restaurant Association,
right.
Where I continued for 8 years working with restaurateurs, government affairs, benefits, and supporting the industry. And, you know, one of the busiest times that we had was working through COVID.
I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had the vote no on 5.
Yes.
Which was a very important win for us.
Yeah.
So it's good. And I feel like it's just in me. Like, I just love the industry. I find them, that's where my demographic is, and that's what I like to gravitate to.
And you can relate on both sides, right?
Yes.
You can relate both from, like, quote unquote, front of the house, but also from the business side of things as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's really important when you're going out trying to have conversations with people that are in business.
Right.
Is that those people in business want to know that who they're speaking to is relatable.
Yeah.
And has been where they are. In different, you know, different parts of their business.
Sure. Do you know how long Restaurant Week has been going on in Quincy?
I actually don't.
Okay.
Do you know, John?
No, this is the first time that I've been involved in 5 years. It's the first time that I've noticed any activity from the Chamber. Sharon's done a great job, I believe, turning it around. Not that it was falling down before, but there's been so much more awareness for businesses, especially restaurants, in the last year or so. And I can't remember this being a thing before, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would know because, as I said, Fowler House is in its 80th year this year. So
yeah. Yeah. That maybe, you know, 10 years ago, 15, but
okay.
Nothing, certainly nothing post-COVID.
Okay.
That's what I know of. So,
okay. Very good. So, Sharon, what's the idea behind Quincy Restaurant Week?
Which awareness.
The goal? Awareness.
Awareness.
Okay.
And that's basically it. Like, you may, and even if we think about the Fowler House, if you've never gone to the Fowler House before, I think John's going to give you a reason to go this time. And that's the hope, and that's the hope with every restaurateur, is that you're going to try something new that you never knew that you may like, or you like the atmosphere, you like the food. And the goal is that you're going to take advantage of the special that they're given, but you're going to return and make that the next choice, your neighborhood local.
Right, exactly.
Just to give these new restaurants, not new restaurants, but to give our public an opportunity to go and visit them.
I think a lot of folks will probably be surprised to learn, you know, oh, I forgot about that little place down the street.
Correct.
That's been there
Definitely.
Forever, or, oh, I didn't know about that place, you know.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Awareness.
That's the idea, awareness.
And they'll be running specials throughout the week?
That's the goal. So what we did from the Chamber standpoint was we just said, this is what we're doing. You decide on your specials.
Yeah.
We didn't dictate what they should do, and we left them up to them individually.
Because they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, right?
They don't
need to hear
clientele.
From me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're just waiting for the specials to come in. The deadline for that is in the next few days as well.
Okay, so I'm just going to read a very quick blurb from your website, Sharon, yes. about Restaurant Week, because I think it sums it up very nicely. It's a citywide celebration of Quincy's vibrant and diverse dining scene, bringing our community together to discover local restaurants, try something new, and enjoy special menus and offers from some of the city's favorite dining spots, like the Fowler House, Cagney's, or the Poor Yard, John. I added that part myself.
I like it. Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Let's tell me a little bit about your story.
Oh, sure.
How you got involved in the business.
Yeah, so funny story. But about 10 years old, a friend and I started this little concession stand at soccer games, at Quincy U Soccer on the sidelines. Oh. This is pre-Dunkin' Donuts domination of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we basically brought stuff out of the kitchen cabinet and things like that.
Okay.
I think we made, you know, $30 at the end of the year.
All right. But
we were shut down, coincidentally, by my father, who was the president, because we didn't have a permit. So that was my first lesson on
there you go, John.
Dealing with bureaucracy.
Yes. But it was a fun experience, something, you know, that we just did. We were at the soccer field all day long, so we just come up with the idea. Well, it was actually his idea, and then, you know, it was just it was a funny little thing. But that's when it started. And then I worked for a local sub shop named Harry's. Unfortunately, it's not there anymore. Mm. It's now a dog spot. But they had a great family that worked there and lived there. They had owned the restaurant 26 years. They were part of the community, basically, down on C Street, and learned a lot there. That's where I sort of got the passion for it.
Yeah.
And then started helping out at the Fowler House almost 18 years ago, and then eventually bought it.
Oh, okay.
But I spent 20 years in corporate America, traveling the world, and getting to see a lot of different things through the food industry, through IT.
Interesting.
A lot of different perspectives, and so when the opportunity came up to take over the Fowler House, it was something I couldn't pass up.
Yeah, and so. How has it been?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah. You know, the community is great. I mean, the Fowler House has been there. It opened in 1946 right. as basically a small pub right after World War II. Mm-hmm. But the Rosati family put it on the map in 81 when they made it like a real restaurant mm-hmm. pub. Right?
Sit-down restaurant.
A couple of different iterations over the years, but they've kind of torn it into what it is today. And I'm just a caretaker, so that's how I view it, you know.
Yeah.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
What would you say the current state of the restaurant industry is right now, John?
You know, it's hard. It's very difficult. You know, Massachusetts is expensive. We talk about it. It's talked about enough, but as far as the regulations on the restaurant industry, a lot of folks don't know what goes in behind the scenes, right? So it's not just, you know, we have to pay servers, we have to pay bartenders or the staff. There's a lot of rules and regulations that, and it could be building codes, it could be safety codes, it could be insurance. That's the number one rising cost right now is insurance.
Okay.
So, it's tough. Tough for everybody.
The current economy, is that weighing on restaurants, do you think?
I don't think so. There's still an appetite for people to go out to eat. You know, I think the sit-down dinner at home has kind of moved on, not for any other reason than just life has evolved and people are busier and they're more scattered and more opportunities today. But I think that the appetite there is there for restaurants, but I think people will hunker down. I think tying into what Sharon said, this is part of what Restaurant Week's all about, is a lot of folks get comfortable with their place, right?
Their go-to
they just get up,
place,
they
right?
walk to their place,
right.
they go home. So the idea is to say, look, Quincy's got a great, vibrant restaurant scene. It's probably, you know, where it used to be manufacturing, Quincy's now restaurant center.
For
right?
sure.
So this is where people to go to get variety. So, you know, this is an opportunity to show people, like you said, okay, look beyond that first stop, right? What's down the street?
Well, we're creatures of habit, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a little tough to break out of routine, but here's an opportunity to try.
Yeah, that's it. So it's hopefully this works. And, you know, I think the appetite's there.
Okay.
I just think that people get comfortable. They don't, if they're spending a little more money, they don't want to take a chance on, what if I don't like it and I spend the money, et cetera, you know? So there's a little hesitation, but I still think that the appetite's there and I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. What will you be doing specifically for Restaurant Week?
We'll have a few. We're not going to do anything different in terms of what we serve because I don't want to offer something and then someone tries to come back for it and it's not there. Right?
Sure. So, consistency is key, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're going to take a few of the menu items that we know are very good but don't get enough, sort of publicity. quick story. We had the gentleman from Barstool Sports come in. He made the rounds and pizza reviews, basically, national pizza reviews. And he went to a bunch of Quincy places. And somebody came in for a pizza, and they said, geez, I lived in the neighborhood for 50 years. I didn't know you sold pizza.
Good example. Great example.
You know, and I was chuckling. And I was, okay, all right, great. How was it? And
he said, well, because it's not in the name, right?
It's not
Fowler House Pizzeria.
But you take it for granted, right? So you say, oh, Fowler. And people come up, they're like, this isn't a cafe. I'm like, I know, but I didn't name it, so we just got to live with it.
Right. And we're not changing 80 years of tradition, right?
Right, yeah.
But we do have pizza.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it, and then I have folks that come in, they'll eat pizza all the time, and they never even look past the pizza menu. And
I didn't know you had anything else.
I didn't know you sold that, you know? So we're going to highlight some things like we have very good entrees. We take pride in the ingredients that we serve. Oh. So, you know, everything is meticulously poured over in terms of quality. And so things like chops and peppers, you would never think you're going to go to the Fowler House and order a chops and peppers dish or a jambalaya. Those are the things that we're going to be highlighting during Restaurant Week.
Okay. So. All right. Is it just Fowler House or all three of your establishments?
It's going to be one seasonal, the Poor Yard, and it's weather. We're going to hold off on that. Okay. So it's Cagney's and Fowler House. And then Cagney's, we have some unique appetizers like Reuben egg rolls, steak and cheese, mashed potato egg rolls.
Getting hungry here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's just small stuff. Stuff that we do well, stuff that we do regularly, but maybe needs a little more publicity.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. And Sharon, last count was there were 23 restaurants participating as of
confirmed
earlier this morning. Confirmed.
Yes.
But
yes,
there's room for more.
There absolutely is room for more. There's always room for more.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't never put a cap on it because there are so many restaurants.
Right. New ones coming all the time, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And did you try and, you know, have a variety of cuisine that's being
absolutely
offered?
Absolutely. Yeah. Literally went everywhere, door to door.
Right.
With the flyer. And just either left it, if there was no one there, just left it on the hostess stand, or followed up with a phone call after.
Sure.
And people seemed to be very excited about it.
Yeah. Here's your chance. Who's participating in Restaurant Week in Quincy this year?
Okay, so far, I'm going to read from my list so I don't forget anybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've got Foodie at Wok, Mason Steakhouse, The Assembly, Fowler House Cafe, Cagney's Pub, Drifter's Kitchen and Bar, Emma Lisa's Breakfast and Lunch, Hull and Mason, Liberty Tavern, Victory Point, The Sly Fox, Cathay Pacific Restaurant, The Real House in Marina Bay, Sapori, Ciro's, Kilroy's, Port 305, Cafe at the Common, Darcy's Village Pub, Ballast Kitchen and Bar, The View Restaurant and Tavern, Brick and Beam, and The Fours.
Okay,
very good.
Right, that's the current list.
Yeah.
So some really, you know, mainstays in the Quincy restaurant scene, but also some newcomers
that
I haven't even recognized.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Yeah, so that's the idea, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, you've just named off a couple that I'm saying, what's that, you know? So I'm going to go and find out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's the hope, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
and
people get out there.
Been in the city for a very long time.
Yes, they have.
The Four certainly is a mainstay.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a staple for sure.
Okay, very good. How will you kind of assess success, you know, once this is all over?
Excellent question, Joe.
Yeah.
It will be conversations with the restaurateurs.
Sure, yeah.
And the goal is to keep in mind this is the first one, and I hope to do many more, so we'll be gauging it from this. We'll figure out what we did right and what we did wrong, and we'll correct it going forward. But I think it's something that will become a yearly staple.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my goal.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
You'd hope so, John?
Yeah.
How come?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for the community.
Yeah. We don't talk a lot about how local restaurants support the community. They are a backbone, really.
Absolutely.
Everything from hosting youth sports organizations.
Sure.
You know, I know during COVID, a lot of them stepped up with outdoor dining and delivery options, you know, just to keep their employees in business.
Absolutely.
And, you know, keep serving the community as well. A lot of that gets unnoticed, you know, it's done quietly.
Yeah.
But it's important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going forward, you know, after Restaurant Week, what's the Chamber got coming up?
We've got some events in Kilroy. We've got also on the 26th of September is our Heritage Day. And
oh, yes.
We are doing an event, a very small event in Kilroy, where we're going to be bringing in, and it's interesting that John talks about the bar being there for 80 years and prior to World War II, is we've got someone coming in from Boston who's going to do cocktails and the history of Quincy. So the Fowler House will be one of those people that we'll be talking to as well. And we're going to make some cocktails that relate to years gone by. So that's on the 26th. We also have a watch party for the NFL. That's coming up on Saturday, September the 27th, October the 4th. We are also doing a halfway to St. Patrick's celebration. Of course, that goes without saying, Joe, right? 19th of September, it's coming up at Kilroy, and it will be 3 to 7. We've got some Irish music, some Irish dancers, some Irish booths in there, car travel. Sly Fox will be doing some food. We've got Paddy Barry's Guinness truck coming in. So that's in my hope to give everyone a taste of what it's like to be Irish in Quincy. For the bigger picture next year when it actually is St. Patrick's Day.
Right. That gives me hope, too, to just blow past through the winter and right forward to St. Patrick's Day.
And that's what we need to focus on is St. Patrick's Day.
Although you'll have your holiday market at Kilroy, too.
Holiday market's coming up. We've got a health and wellness market coming up. We have a lot.
Sure.
is very exciting.
Very good. Very good.
For restaurants listening that have not yet signed up for Restaurant Week, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Go to our website. There's a link there. Go to the main page. The home page lists the current restaurants that are participating. It gives you an opportunity to register and a point of contact also.
Okay. Very good. thequincychamber.com.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Absolutely.
Or give you a call or stop by. You're still
either or the
Superman building in Quincy Center.
Absolutely. Okay. Open door policy.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Everyone's welcome.
John, for your part, going forward, what do we want to know about your organizations? Do folks want to stop in and say hello, greet
you? Sure. Anytime. Yeah. We're there 7 days a week. We try to get involved as many community events as possible.
I know you do.
We just as much as we can. We keep it to Quincy. We get a lot of requests from outside of Quincy, and I try to, fortunately we're embedded in this community, so I focus the efforts there unless it's a special occasion. But, we're an open door, and if there's someone in need, please let us know. We're always around to help, quietly, discreetly in the background.
Yeah.
As far as being a staple, we have the little game that we play with the painting of the doors for the football game. So one door is red, one door is blue, and then whoever wins the game on Thanksgiving gets to paint the door. So,
is that right?
Yeah. So one of the coaches asked me if they could paint it right after the game this year, and I said, okay, I'm assuming you think you're going to win. That's good. But
on Thanksgiving Day, he's
going to
paint the door?
I had one requirement. I said, the coaches have to paint it. I said, I don't want the teenagers painting it. I said, I still have to open the next day. So.
That's right.
But it's things like that. You just kind of tie yourself in and, make people feel like, there's still a part of history that's not going away.
Right.
Like, you went there when you were a kid. So many places that I can remember when I was a kid. Roman Gardens is one of them, growing up. Yeah. You ate there and it was a staple and then it was gone. And
right.
So
yeah.
It's nice to be able to keep it going, knock on wood, and, be a part of the community.
It's funny, Sharon, you can probably attest to this, but one of the first things that happens when a neighborhood starts to kind of revive itself is that new restaurants open, right?
Oh, sure.
It really is almost the first thing that happens.
Absolutely.
It brings people together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's super.
Yeah.
I was talking to a lot of people at the farmers market on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised the amount of people that knew about Restaurant Week and were very excited for it.
Well, that's good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It was great to hear.
All right. Anything else we should add right now? Either one?
I'm good.
Okay.
John?
No, I'll just say thank you for the time and thank you for the the opportunity to get the word out.
Yeah, we're happy to help promote this for you and let folks know your story too. It's quite interesting. Who knew you got in trouble for the first time when you were a kid starting out in the restaurant business?
All my licenses are up to date.
Of course. again, it is the Quincy Chamber of Commerce Restaurant Week here in Quincy, September 14th through the 24th. Quincy Chamber, thequincychamber.com or 617-471-1700.
Correct.
Is your main phone.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome. Thanks to both of you again.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.